hell. There's no theme today, or what the hell? I think the interns were getting high, but welcome to Fatal Four Way Radio. I am the resident heel, Minister of Sinister, and I'm sitting here with our good buddy Kev Gay West. Do we have an applause for Kev? Do we even have a studio audience tonight, maybe? Yeah, I think we do. Hey, Kev Gay West. And we're sitting here having a conversation about guitars and shit, and you know, nothing got done. But hey, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, I give it up for Albert Infected. Mr. Albert, what's going on, bud?
Oh, you know, sitting around enjoying a nice RC Cola on a Tuesday night. RC Cola, remember, it's just me and my RC. And we are... and what?
I myself am drinking a Dos Equis lime and salt. Finally, it's the shiner that still eludes me, though. It's the shiner that eludes me. But hey, by the way, Albert Infected. This might be a message here that came in from the thing is, bro, is that. I'm still highly, highly upset at the situation. What happened Sunday night, Albert? You got ripped off at the Billboard Music Awards. I mean, I was expecting your album to you know, at least get nominated, and it's like, what the hell? So I've got the fabulous Kitty Teixeira on. She's taking over the phone right now for me, and she's on hold. Because we're demanding answers. We're demanding answers, damn it. I mean, what the fuck happened now?
There's always next year.
Well, but the thing is that you have to put out a new album. Because, you know, they go from certain day to certain day. And so this album fell into, you know, this year's. So you'd have to put out a new one to get one next year. But there's always the Grammys. There's always the Grammys,
Chuck,
but
Chuck, I'm gonna let you finish. All right, Chuck. Hey, Chuck, I'm gonna let you finish, but I just want to say that Beyonce had the best music video of the year.
Oh shit! Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Swami Christian from Philly. Kevye West busted in. That was epic, bro. Kev, Swami, what's going on, bud?
All I have to say is, fuck last night's show. Other than two matches, last night's Raw was fucking disrespectful.
That's good. That means we don't have to talk about it. I myself watched some highlights, and I mean, yeah, it was all right. It was the same highlights, though. Not the same highlights, but the same people fighting.
That's the disrespectful part.
Uh-oh. We have a Minister of Sinister confessional?
Well, you know, I just want to say something. I have not watched a single minute of professional wrestling this past week. Not a single goddamn minute. And you know what? None of these companies deserve my eyeballs at this time. None of these companies deserve me to watch their product this week.
Wow.
Nobody's shit. Except maybe local wrestling. I'm gonna go back and watch some of the highlights of some of the matches from this last week's local wrestling. But other than that, everybody else can kiss my ass. All right, that's
fucking it. NXT fucking sucks. SmackDown fucking sucks. Impact fucking sucks. AEW is starting to a little bit sucking now. Fucking Monday Night Raw. Oh God. Fucking Monday Night Raw is fucking atrocious, unwatchable.
I'm starting to sound just like you, Christian. I sound just like you, a bitter old man.
You guys are jaded.
Yeah.
Jaded.
Yeah.
Jaded, I tell you.
Y'all aren't excited for Eva Marie, guys?
Fuck no.
Stop it.
She's going to save Raw.
young.
Hey, I watched the video, not to change the subject too much, but I watched the video of WWE has it on their channel right now of the top 10 Eva Marie moments.
Oh, my God.
You gotta watch it. It's pretty good. They treated this girl so bad.
Like, when you say channel, you mean their YouTube channel?
It's on their YouTube channel.
Yeah, okay. I saw that it was there, but I did not watch it.
They give Eva Marie a top 10 countdown on YouTube. Fucking Virgil should also have a top 10 countdown. Top 10 Virgil.
I'm sure he does.
And they should also do a top 10. Yeah, he probably does. And top 10 Stevie Richards moments, of course.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Are you guys catching me with my pants down over here? Literally. Literally.
You don't have the Stevie Richards button ready, buddy?
I don't.
You gotta
keep
the Stevie Richards button ready.
There it is right there. All right. Here we go. Now, wait, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. Wait a minute. Wasn't that Gangrel's theme or somebody else's theme?
Got it.
Shit. We could still do that. We could still do Fatal 4 Radio.
Right.
What is it? Name That Superstar or whatever the hell?
Yeah.
Straight up hijack the fucking Name That Tune.
Ladies and gentlemen, Name That Tune.
All right, let's see. What the hell? That just came up out of the blue, out of nowhere. And, of course, the generator is checking out to see what the hell is coming up here. And we have Christian on the line. So here we go.
I'm right here.
Yeah, for Christian, whose title is still, it's up for grabs. I think he's gotten away by two hairs on his chinny chin chin lately. But
it's because the music sucks. It's not our fault that these losers have terrible theme songs, all right?
Oh, hell.
It's a gin job.
So here we go for Christian from Philly.
Brian Kendrick and Paul London.
It's one of the, why do I put myself in these situations? Guys, do I give him the full point or do I give him half a point? It's Paul London's first theme.
I said Brian Kendrick and Paul London.
Yeah, it was their tag team song and stuff. They were, and I think Brian Kendrick still used it on his last WWE run.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So Christian from Philly gets the point there. All right. Let's go Christian from Philly.
It's kind of a little bit like Bill Rogers' theme song, didn't it?
Like
which one? Like the Rockers. Marty Jannetty.
Yeah.
That almost just like it.
Before we continue, here's a fun fact. Did you know that Paul London only appeared in one WWE game before he got released from the company? He only appeared in one game.
And how long was he in the company for? Do we know?
He was in I think he was in the company until 2006 or 7.
From when? From
Paul
like about 2000?
2005 or 4.
Was Paul London the guy who laughed whenever Vince's limo blew up and they fired him
for
that? Was that him?
Yeah, that was him. That was the jackass.
Yeah, they blew Vince up on TV. That was the night that Chris Benoit murders happened.
Yeah, we're coming up on the anniversary of that act.
Crazy.
We're coming up on the anniversary of that.
Laughter at Vince's death.
It might be.
You think they used Paul London as a scapegoat for the whole Vince McMahon limo or anything?
It's plausible.
Let's be honest, the stockholders it's all Paul London's like idea that he's fired of.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a weird flex to fire the guy for that. I mean, it sucks. Would you think, like, if anybody else would have laughed had they gotten fired? No.
Well, let's be honest. They weren't going to do nothing with the guy anyway, so he was going to get fired anyway.
Do what now?
Those guys were underrated. Brian Kendrick was awesome, too.
Yeah, well, I don't know about Brian Kendrick, but anyway, Christian gets the point on that, guys. And thanks for covering for me, by the way. When I got up and grabbed another beverage, this time it's a Modelo Chelada.
You're welcome.
Lyman Limoni Salt. Yeah, baby. I'm on this Limoni Salt kick, lady. Just for a few to get started, and then I get into my... I got that new favorite beer, man, the Deep Ellum. That's so great.
You just
shit,
start
man.
Drinking gasoline.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started, Kevin. Don't get me started.
I drank Fireball the other night. That's a sweet, sneaky drink. Don't go down that road.
No. I've learned a lesson, the Fireball lesson. It was way too hot. Yeah, indeed. So, guys, let's see here. Oh, yeah, who's next? Kevier is next. And we have
all
the meme generator ready for Kevier. Let's go. So here we go. Kevier West. And here we go. Oh, shit. Where the hell are we? Here we go. Kanye West, any idea, Peacemaker?
Man, I don't know. It's a pretty badass riff. I don't know who it is. It seems newer, too. Is it NXT? Can I ask for a lifeline? Is it an NXT superstar?
No, it is not an NXT superstar. I will give you a hint, though. Chris Benoit.
Oh, Lord. I guess, was it like him before? I wouldn't be him if that's the clue. Is it the other dude, Dynamite Kid?
Is it Dynamite Kid?
I don't think it is.
Kid? Speaking of Dynamite Kid, oh yeah, I got some new shit coming up. Anyway, is it Dynamite Kid? Oh, wait a minute.
He did it again!
I was like, no, it was way too metal to be that guy's song. No,
I was trying to do like last week, you know, where I fucked it up, but trying to do a repeat from last week, but it's a
dirty dog.
Yeah, dirty dog, baby.
Dirty,
how about
you dirty
Drip's new sunglasses, though? Those sunglasses rip, man. Those fucking sunglasses. That guy's a total character. I can tell he's loving this run of the. Even though he's a fucking buffoon and shit, man, it's fucking hilarious. It's hilarious the shit that the Drip is doing. But
I'm excited. I hope he gets a good solo run.
Hey, but are you so excited, Kevier? The announcement has been made. WWE returns live. And guess where? The first date is.
In Texas? In Texas?
Right here in the Toyota Center in Houston, Texas. No less. Houston, Texas, I say.
Yeah.
That's right. In the TC, the Toyota Center. The Toyota Center, no less, hosting the very first event, which is a go-home show to SmackDown, which will be followed by the pay-per-view in Fort Worth.
Money. Yeah.
What is the pay-per-view, Kev? Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank, yeah.
Thank you, Christian. In Fort Worth, and then followed by Dallas will be hosting Monday Night Raw. Kanye West, the question is, are you motivated to go?
Man, it's like not that far away. I mean, the tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Sure. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., baby.
I think it's going to sell out. I don't think I'm going to be able to get tickets in time. And, I mean, you could always get tickets, but I have this thing. I don't know. Call me, like.
Yeah.
They never sell out, bro.
I
don't want to. I never buy the far away as fuck tickets, though, because it's just a bad experience. I think I did it one time.
I can't stand
them. So I always
got to
sit closer. So if I'm going to sit anywhere, if it's too expensive, I'm not going to go. But they'll be back. I mean, it's good. They're back on the road. They'll be back. I'm sure it'll be a full house. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
myself.
Shot, so I mean, I'd be comfortable going. I'd go and wear a mask and feel safe in this environment now. I feel like I would be fine going to the event, but I just don't think I'm going to because I'm broke.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
The pandemic is not even a question for me. I could give a fuck about it, dude. It's been the scandemic, I should say.
Oh my god.
Let's face it. Less than 1% die of the people that get it die. I mean, come on. We needed a good house cleaning. Earth needed a good house cleaning.
Oh, no.
Minister
of
Sinister
music.
Going off.
Hit the right to censor music.
Oh, shit. But, yeah.
We never did Albert on the oh, shit.
Hey, but no, man. And so I'm not worried about the pandemic. The thing is I'm worried about a shitty show. And don't get me wrong, it's always more exciting when you go check it out live. You know, you have that element of excitement. But, of course, it's also where you sit. And if you're not able to get tickets the day they go on sale, you will not be able to sit in the club. I like to sit in the club. When I go to the Toyota Center, I have to sit in the club seat. What about you, Kevier? You know what I'm talking about? Like sections 114, 115, 116, and shit, the club.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the nice bigger chair, and the bar is right there, and so is the pisser. And, you know, I mean, it's just badass. But, you know, so I don't know. I might peruse the tickets tomorrow. There is.
We had the
hookup little,
one time.
There is a little extra footage.
For two years, my mom worked for this company that they got tickets to the Toyota Center for NBA, but they also got WWE, and nobody ever used the WWE tickets. So I would get like four badass club seat tickets for like 2 years. So we got to see a bunch of matches for free.
Yeah, that's
badass. We spent money there
badass.
Still, but we got to go for free.
That's killing.
But yeah.
When they buy tickets,
thinking it's going to be a badass night too. It would be so much fun to go. Like it's going to be a badass show, I bet. Even though it's SmackDown, it's a go home show for a pay per view, and it's the first show back. You know, and then another interesting fact, not to compare things, but you know, WWE's returning to live shows after the pandemic in Houston, Texas. The first show after major event 9/11 was in Houston, Texas too. It's weird that like Houston's like the first for these like. Disasters or whatever. It's crazy.
No, it's because of the head of the table.
Well, WWE's history with Houston is cool. It's cool that we get to be the first ones back.
Yeah. You know, the head of the table is coming back.
I got a feeling
I'm going to be here.
And let me tell you how fucked up about it. Let me tell you, it's so funny. It was so funny, guys. I almost wish I wouldn't have answered my phone, and hopefully he would have left a message. Christian from Philly was so fucked up about it. When Paul Heyman came out on Friday Night SmackDown, and I was watching, Paul Heyman was introduced, or he wasn't introduced, but they all came out, right? And then their music was hitting or whatever. And then Roman Reigns' music hit. But, of course, Roman Reigns is too good to come out. So Paul Heyman came out. However... It wasn't Roman Reigns' music. It was, like, his old music. And so Christian fucking called me up, and he was angry. Can you remind us what you said, Christian?
I said, what the fuck is this shit? Like, why is this old music playing?
That means he fucking sucks. His fucking heel run fucking sucks. He went back to his old music. His fucking theme sucks.
He went back to his old theme. His fucking heel run sucks. But then, during the show, they did a commercial break thing that says coming up next. They still played his old theme song. But when the fucker comes out, he's coming out with his new theme song. I'm like, well, I'm fucking confused now. Somebody fucked up? Like, who fucked up here? Was it a fucking production? Like, who fucked up here?
It is a bit, you know, it is incongruent. And, you know, the whole thing screams of incongruence. But, you know, what are you going to do? Is it, could it be that fucking, you know, Roman Reigns won't allow Paul Heyman? Because you know how Paul Heyman looks at him, like he's scared, like he's, you know, like he's the all-time god and stuff, you know? Like, I've seen women, old women, at like church and shit, and when the father is walking down the pathway and stuff, and they're like they're scared and stuff, like it's the Undertaker walking by there, and I'm like, get the fuck, come on, man, really? He's a man, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, he's you know, a father, whatever, but still, you know, he's a man. Stop it. But that's how Paul Heyman gets around Roman Reigns. So could it be that, you know, they're going to go with that? You know, well, shit, you know, he can't go out there to his theme song because he's the head of the table.
No, but he would come up with his theme song for Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman always does that.
Well, speaking of theme songs, I deserve a point here.
Albert, what do you think?
I deserve a point for being forgotten for Name That Tune. That's what I think right there.
I was trying to stick up for everybody. You got lost.
We haven't even finished. We're still in the middle of Name That Tune. But I digress.
You're so full of shit. You forgot.
No, we're still right in the middle of it. But I digress. But here we go, though. Since you brought it up, here we go. And let's see if you have one. Let's see if you have it in you. Come on. All right, here we go. The generator is working perfect, and here we go. Albert,
what the fuck? Give me a clue.
I will give you a clue. Let's see here. Current roster.
Why couldn't you give me the fucking Dynamite Kid one?
Honestly. Honestly, I thought you'd get this right off the bat.
I got a big problem with modern day themes because they don't fucking stand out as much as the older ones do. So when I hear something like that, I'm just like thinking like it just sounds like every other person from NXT's like theme song or something. You know what I mean? Like long gone are the days of Jim Johnston and his like creative process of writing theme songs for wrestlers. And making sure that these guys have a theme song that fits their personality, along with the way they walk, along with the way they are, their mannerisms. And at this point, you can tell that I'm fucking just babbling on and on and on, just to try to distract you from the fact that I have no idea what the fuck this theme song is.
Well, indeed.
Like I said, long gone are the days of Jim Johnston, and that died, like, what, in 2016, where they fired him and hired those other idiots, what, 308 or whatever the hell it is. And they wrote bullshit songs. So all these theme songs since like 2016 on, I
don't let them talk
care.
Anymore, Chuck.
I don't watch enough of the product religiously to know everybody's theme song. Or,
what do they call this? What do they call this?
There will be no bloviating on this show.
Do I get to steal the point?
You know, wait, guys. He's asking, does he get to steal the point? And this is where I'd like to do things different. And I don't know, I think I brought this up last week or the week before. But, like, I think that, see how Christian was at the beginning of the round, I think that there should be no more point stealing right here. So, like, next round... it would be different, and the second person wouldn't be eligible for the second or the third person is not eligible for the steal.
Like the person that already has a point can't steal, is what you're saying?
No, not the person that already has a point. What I'm saying is, like, in line. Okay, so like this time Christian from Philly went first, right? And then he got it wrong. So then the next person, or he got it right.
He got his right.
But if he would have got to steal, oh shit.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. Like since I got it wrong, Albert could steal, but not to pass it to Christian again. Just go to the next round.
Right. And we just go like that going forward. One person gets to steal only.
Well, do I at least tell them who that theme song was at least?
Oh, hell yeah, you can do that.
That theme song belonged to Liv Morgan, by the way.
Of course.
Hey, I'm so bad. I'm the worst player in the game. I said Dynamite Kid. Why did you say Chris Benoit?
I could tell you the theme song that was too. You ready?
Oh, it's a different song. I see.
Which one? Chris Benoit?
I could tell you who that other theme song was that Kevin got wrong, by the way. You want me to say who it was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, go ahead and say that.
It was Charlie Haas.
Yes.
Charlie Haas. Okay.
It was Charlie Haas.
Charlie Haas had a very nice Jim Johnston era theme song that just really fit Charlie Haas's personality.
Oh, he's doing it again.
Good shit.
He's on the Jim Johnston filibuster.
Oh my god.
First of all, what the hell does Charlie Haas have to do with Chris Benoit?
Weren't they tag team partners?
No.
Are you sure?
Charlie Haas was with old Charlie Haas with Triangle Buddy.
No, you're getting confused because Charlie Haas was teaming with Shelton Benjamin and Kurt Angle, Team Angle. And they faced Chris Benoit before, so that's where he got confused.
Sorry about your damn luck on that hint. Who was it, Kevier? I have been exposed, by the way. But I did forget that shit earlier, too. I was all making it up. It's all make-believe.
It's like, I would have been like, give me a clue.
Let's talk about, what y'all hate about wrestling. I know Albert already heel-turned on Raw. I've never heard Albert so worked up.
It's a sign of the times. It's a
first
sign
of
the times. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something right now. I what Raw is missing nowadays, those old school badass Jim Johnston theme songs that just really speak about the rest of his character.
It's the Stevie Richards button. Chuck, hit the Stevie Richards button.
What happened to guys like Stevie Richards?
Oh, shit. We have gone off the rails already right here. And, you're drinking beer? I'm drinking that Modelo, and it's going down really good.
I got some crazy news that's crazy.
Breaking news? Or is it just
there's
crazy
a bunch of news.
Crazy
what
news.
Happened?
Crazy news.
Breaking news.
All right, you piss ants. Sit down and gather around the campfire as I tell you the breaking crazy news. Fucking piss ants. All right, as you recently heard or haven't heard, that fucking piss ant, Velveteen Dream, got fired this past week.
Yeah.
On WWE. He's been released. And I say good fucking riddance. His character was fucking boring. He was terrible. And he wouldn't have made it in the main roster anyway. So good fucking riddance. Velveteen Dream? More like Velveteen fucking Nightmare. Huh? It's a nightmare for him, yeah.
Wow. Velveteen Dream fired. Never made it to the big roster. And what is his real name?
Patrick.
Petrie.
Hey,
I can't remember what his last name is.
Because I freaked out. I freaked out when I found out that that UHA Nation was, you know, this guy. That's
Paul
now there you go. It's not speaking with an accent.
How long were you holding that in? How long were you waiting to say that? That Velveteen Dream, more like Velveteen Nightmare. You're waiting all week for this.
All fucking day.
Man, the guy was fluid. Like, there's something to be learned about, like, that style, maybe. Like, different people. Because he was maybe the closest thing that WWE had to, like, Orange Cassidy. Right? Like, where the guy's, like, being so over the top that it makes sense, kind of, or that it works. So, I mean, I give credit to a few of the guys' matches, but if he was, like, a super creep asshole, then no, don't employ super creep assholes.
Yeah. Interesting.
Fuck him. Fuck him.
But I'll tell you
what. His punches are fucking whack. His punches are whack.
His punches are whack.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, man. We're going to, and by the way, I'm still on hold with the Billboard Awards. But we're going to take a break right now. We're going to take a break right now, though. And when we come back, we're going to continue with, actually, we're going to start the show. We haven't even started the fucking show yet, guys. Are you kidding me? But we'll be right back. After these words on Fatal Four-Way Radio.
Last week was a starting point, a huge turning point for WCW, because in the post-match celebration of our world title victory, we saw WCW wrestlers. Last week was a starting point, a huge turning point for WCW, because in the post-match celebration of our world title victory, WCW wrestler.
Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there. Looking for a wild show about your precious Dallas Cowboys? Check out the Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast, season 2, coming soon, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Puro Pinche Cowboys! Puro Pinche Cowboys! Punk rocker, as we listen to his album, which sadly was left off of the Billboard Music Award. I'm still pissed about it. I'm actually pissed about it. Albert, are you amused that I'm pissed about this?
I could be a little pissed, but here's a little thing, right? That was just a little DP, which is part of a larger album, which will be released very soon. And you will get the full copy of that because you've already bought the EP, right? So,
yes.
International Police Case 2021 AD is the name of the project. And, yes, and I will be at the Grammys, and I'm going to reserve a seat for you. Chuck, I'm going to put you in a sparkly dress. And
yes.
We're going to go.
Nice. I'm digging up the Grammys there. Woo! Now, welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. Man, what a great, the music is phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, it's phenomenal. And actually, I'm quite disgusted at myself for not buying the album earlier. It's a fantastic album. So guys, we continue with the show. Actually, let's go ahead and get the show started. Why don't we, right? Shit, we're so fucking late. We're so fucking late today, but that's okay because Raw sucks. Everything fucking sucks. It all fucking sucks. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to touch on it in a little while. But right now, we've got birthdays to do. Guys, May 25th. Oh, my gosh. You know whose birthday it is today?
No.
None other than...
You will acknowledge him. And you will acknowledge him. He is the head of the table.
Holy shit. I just realized we get all the good shit here. We get all the good days. We get 420. We get fucking... We have a show on all the good days. This is so cool. It's Roman Reigns' birthday today. It's such a great day to just honor the head of the table. I'm just so glad that he's the heel. He's the heel that I've been looking forward to all this time. He pisses people off so much. People are the internet is livid. You go to the comment sections and oh my God, makes me like this guy even more.
Here's the reason why John Cena's returning. He can't do his damn job right.
Well, he doesn't have John Cena status just yet, though. And that's
How
what
does
drew
he not
me
have
to
John
Cena.
Cena status?
That's what drew me to
How
Cena.
Does he not?
When I first became a mark, I was like, what the fuck? Why is, like, people were all fucked up about it in the comments and shit, in the chat rooms and shit. People were fucked up about John Cena. Like, what the fuck is
because
going on here? And then I started, you know, becoming more of a smark and shit, you know, and it's like, oh, he's the chosen one. That's why. But, you know, man, you got to go. At the end of the day, it's a program.
So we're kind of agreeing, right? It's kind of a unanimous decision that the current face of WWE is officially Roman Reigns. Is that what we're saying?
Well, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. Yeah. He's the guy.
You think little boys look up to him? You think little kids are like, I want to be Roman Reigns. He's a fucking asshole to his family on TV every day. Like, no.
But that's where we're at right now. Everything that's bad, that has been traditionally bad, is now somehow good. And, you know,
like,
I mean, I think it's
but
I don't think
he's a good role model for children. I don't think he's like a John Cena. I think a John Cena would cream the dude.
They're going to have to find a way to flip him. And if we're talking about The Rock being able to flip Roman Reigns, I don't know.
John Cena comes back and he's just like, oh, wait, no, you're right. You are the big dog. And then John Cena's Roman's bitch, and just like Jey Uso. And John Cena's just like,
yeah, it would be hilarious.
I don't want to see that feud again. I don't want to see that match again. Their match was so forgettable. No mercy.
Follow that under shit that will never happen in WWE.
Yes. You're absolutely right, Inspector.
You want to know some shit that would never happen to WWE? I had a dream one time a few years ago that I was watching Monday Night Raw, and I was like, Vince McMahon came on. I was like, we know you guys are tired of the whole PG era, so we're bringing back all the Attitude Era guys to come in. And one of the things they brought back was Kai and Tai. And they redid the whole thing, only instead of Val Venus, they were doing it to The Undertaker, and they were going to do the whole choppy thing, and it was
Oh my God.
It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
You're dreaming of the Attitude Era revamp, and that's the...
revamp.
Dreaming of it for one thing, but it's greater than it's Kai and Tai that you're dreaming of. Hey, speaking of Kai and Tai though, dude, Drew Mack's been popping out these Michinoku drivers lately, and I kind of like it. He's been doing Michinoku drivers in like every match.
Drew Mack what?
Drew Mack
been doing the Michinoku driver.
Yeah.
And he hit it on Kofi, and it looked really badass. But he hit it on Braun, and during the pay per view, it blew my mind. But then. But even the one that he gave to Kofi on Raw looked really good. That's kind of what I'm noticing. Before we start shitting on Raw, the thing I'm noticing from WWE, they're doing way bigger spots more often, I think. I think I'm noticing more high spots than ever, and they're doing, like, they had this spot with Xavier Woods and, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
I'm blanking right now. But it was Xavier Woods on the apron.
Riddle.
Yeah, Riddle, like German suplexed him off of the apron, and it was crazy.
Oh yeah, man, I saw that on the channel, the YouTube channel.
Yeah,
it was crazy, and they are doing more spots and shit, and I think they're putting their bodies on the line more.
Yeah, they're trying. They're trying because they know
the
show
though,
is fucking terrible. That's why.
At the same time, though, I don't know, man. I think it's the era that these guys are in. They're in the era where, you know, it's all about me. Everybody's on
this too.
Everybody's constantly posting on social media.
They've seen
yes,
their fellow, you know, like middle card guys start getting called up into main event matches. So like anybody that's in the mid card right now, with the way things have been, could potentially get a main event match just because they're strung thin, you know, as far as how many people they have. So if everybody puts on and starts looking like they could face Roman or whatever, you know, I think that people might have a bigger shot at being main event because of guys like Cesaro and Kofi and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm expecting this is the build up to the money to the ladder match, to the Money in the Bank ladder match. This is the build up. All these guys are going to be in that match. Kofi, they're going to have two of them, obviously.
We don't know that yet.
Cesaro, you know, they're all going to be in it, bro. The ones on SmackDown, but we're going to get off to that. It's not going to change your birthdays, guys. Are you kidding me? But I'm liking this. We don't need to talk about Raw that much, but you know who else is? who else has a birthday that I think people might cringe on? And, of course, that is... wait, where the hell? Are you kidding? I don't have that? Why would I not have that? Oh, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, here we go.
I know that.
Oh, my God. Man. He was my favorite. He was one of my fucking favorites. And then all of a sudden he turned into the biggest fucking douchebag in the world.
Fucking Perro. Made me by wrestling. Disgrace of Latino wrestling. Disgrace of wrestling, period. Go fuck yourself.
Holy
El Patron.
Fuck, man.
Fucking waste of space.
I watched
you
the
ride
game
fucking
today.
How in the hell could he be so fucking careless?
He was my favorite wrestler.
He was a
shithead. I'm in jail right now. And you know what? You know what's funny about all this? I'm the little Chihuahua now. That's what's funny about this.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was another YouTube video I stumbled upon today. It was 7 WWE superstars who are currently in jail. And it was, it went into his history again. And I was like, damn, like he just shit the bed so bad. There's not a Dark Side of the Ring episode about him in this season. Like
there,
shit,
no, there's
that's coming
not,
up.
But fuck, there needs to be. Wait a minute. Are you telling me that he's in jail?
He's in prison, dude.
He is? He's in actual prison right now?
He's got, like, kidnapping charges against him.
Yeah, but he didn't post bail?
He was right up the street from us, man, at Behar County Jail here for a while.
Yeah, I remember we did an episode.
Right now.
And... we did an episode when he got arrested. It was like the week he got arrested. I remember you saying
that. Yeah, I remember, and I remember him getting arrested and everything, but, I mean, you know, they have bail.
Yeah.
He's Alberto Del Rio. I mean, is he in jail or is he out on bail?
I think he's booked. I think he's inside, yeah.
Wow.
That's what YouTube said.
Oh, shit. Well, in that case, we got to get him some money together to send it to his commissary.
Oh, you want to start a GoFundMe?
This is my destiny. This is my destiny to be in jail for life. This is my destiny.
Hey, but real quick, I watched WWE, and it's just such a shame, but I watched WWE in 2013, and Daniel Bryan and CM Punk were probably the guys that got me back into it. But then I saw Alberto Del Rio, and I was like, God damn, this guy's awesome. And, I was a big
fan. Oh, man, I love the guy.
It sucks.
He was new to me.
We went to Pasadena. We've talked about it on the show before, but he no-showed the Pasadena show that we went to. Remember? We were all hyped to see him. And he no-showed, and he's, like, hated in this area for not doing that show, basically.
That was during the time when we first started. That was during the first run of Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Uh-huh.
You were doing that at the time, right?
He was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Couldn't draw a fucking dime. Never world champion.
I was a fan of his too, but I, you know what? And I was like, oh, this guy's so fucking cool. Like, just like Kevin said, this guy's cool. He's like supposed to be like the Mexican JBL, and fucking he just fucked up big time. And I don't even like JBL. I fucking hate JBL. And this guy was like, oh, you know, he's gonna make that rich guy gimmick riding a fucking nice car to the ring cool again. And he did for a while. And it's just, but you know, him being a piece of shit just overshadows everything.
Bigger man, but you know what, dude? It wasn't him and him alone that did it. I give credit to, you know, his ring announcer too, that like had a huge hand.
Yeah, Ricardo Rodriguez. Yeah, he's also a wrestler, by the way.
I thought you
he had a huge hand in putting him
on the downward spiral. I misheard you because you were actually saying the guy who got him over, but I thought you were saying somebody helped him like ruin his life. I was like, oh no, who's he gonna call out for that? Then you're like, oh no, yeah. Ricardo Rodriguez totally helped the guy.
Yeah, Ricardo. And what about his destiny of getting the job? He was at the gym. They were calling, looking for somebody else that wasn't there, but he took the call. They're like, well, what are you doing tonight? You know, do you fit the suit? And he fucking fit the suit. He was an XL. And let's go. That's how he got
in. Remember when he started managing RVD?
No, I don't.
He managed RVD, by the way.
Yeah. I remember that, Ron. I do.
Damn.
That poor guy.
Great
that was
fucking
cool.
Memory, guys. Moving
that
on.
That was the most random fucking shit ever.
Oh, that man, I wish I had this guy.
The whole time.
Guys, I wish I had this next guy's theme queued up, but I don't. I don't have it, actually. Bo Dallas.
Oh, 1990. He's retired.
What's he doing now? Is he selling real estate?
He's living in a farm. He's living in a big ranch farm with Liv Morgan. That's what he's doing.
Oh, hell.
Oh, really?
He's living a good life. Even if he's drinking fucking Natural Light, Natty fucking Light, he's living the fucking good life right now.
Yeah.
Albert? Natty Light?
As part of the Wyatt family, I have no idea. I mean, that guy would have fit in perfectly, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, because he was too small, I think. That's
Natty Light, or does he drink the Bush?
Bo Dallas?
Yeah.
He's drinking like an IPA. He's drinking one or two and then going to bed. He's probably drinking like a red wine, honestly. I see him more as like a wine guy. I don't know. If he's out on the farm, he's probably got grapes going, you know.
I think he's drinking straight out the peat.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The cow?
I see him kind of a champagne guy because he was working with The Miz at one point, so he must have drank champagne with The Miz and Corey.
You know, I could see him coming back in a gimmick where he's wearing a smoker's jacket and he's all fucking cool. You know, like back in the day they had them smoker's jackets and shit. But Bo Dallas.
They don't call him Bo Dallas. They just call him Bo, and he's like, he's got sunglasses.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's your name? Who's that? And you're like, that's Bo.
Bo.
Look, ladies
Bo.
And gentlemen, Bobo the Clown.
Stop. Eric Bischoff is celebrating a birthday in 2 days from now. Also, Natalia is also celebrating a birthday 2 days from now. And Kamala is no longer with us, right? Yeah, he died already.
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah. It would have been May 28th.
And was selling meat out of a truck in Minnesota.
I don't know. Maybe.
You what?
Minnesota, that's up there where Dale. Maybe Dale can call in.
It was at Hulk Hogan said during his heel run, when his heel turn.
Oh, interesting.
Never mind. Nobody got it.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it just went over our head, bro. But let's see, Chaz, May 28th also. Oh, another guy, May 28th. Nobody likes this guy anymore. I still like this guy, but nobody likes him. I don't have his music at all. Seth freaking Rollins, Why do I need his music?
Oh,
I
no.
have his laugh.
He's
I
a dickhead.
Laugh.
He's a fucking dickhead. He's a dickhead.
Yeah.
Happy
I don't need his music. I have
to
his fucking
me.
Laugh on cue. Seth freaking Rollins, Mr. Friday Night, baby.
I knew he was on the list. I don't know how I knew, but I knew it was his birthday for some reason.
Seth freaking Rollins. Also, Pete fucking Gas, my favorite of the, what was that faction called? Yeah,
mean
my
Street
favorite
Posse.
Of Mean Street. Mean Posse, May 29th, Pete Gas.
What's
and,
Pete Gas doing? Working at a gas station?
Yeah.
No, he was an investor and
the
shit.
Bottom.
They had a bottom. Role that they were investors and shit. Brian Kendrick.
That's my
May 29th.
Nice.
Brian Kendrick.
Hi, Brian Kendrick. The Brian Kendrick.
The Brian.
The
Kendrick,
Brian
right,
Kendrick.
Yeah.
Yes. The. Thank you for the correction there, Swami. And also, I think we have her in the studio right now. My baby girl, Nia Jax, coming up. Make it really nice.
Thank you, Chuck.
Fuck
oh
her.
My, you, Chuck. You should not. You're just like Reginald. I told you
Bobby.
Not to bring up my birthday, Chuck.
But we have to.
Go home.
We have to.
Go home, you fat whale. Go home, you fat
it,
whale.
Christian. Oh my God. Shame on
you. I'm gonna eat my whole cake.
You're gonna probably eat your whole family on your way home
oh
anyway,
my God.
Fat whale.
Christian,
my
you're out of line.
You're gonna get canceled.
Every time you step the ring, the whole arena shakes every time you step.
My whole shakes every time I take a. Okay, anyways,
it's no wonder.
No, not cool. Hey,
it's no wonder I can't post
I watched
the show
on
Facebook.
Nia did good on Raw. Nia's actually good. Nia and Tamina
I'm digging
each other
her.
Are so stupid. They're not.
I'm digging
they're
Nia.
We're not doing this story sooner. If they did do it sooner, it would have been better for both of them. But I think both of these chicks are shining in this feud against each other or whatever. It's kind of cool.
Well, that's why the story's over. Story's over.
Yeah, now they're done telling it. Yeah, you're right.
Boo.
Oh, and it's so stupid. It's so stupid. We're going to get into it. But Shayna tells Reginald, she's like, if you got any balls, I'll fight you next week. And I'm like, bitch, if you're mad, you'll fight him right now. I'm like, why don't you just beat his ass right now?
Oh,
where did Kayfabe at?
She looks like an idiot.
Kayfabe is fucking dead.
Yeah.
And but you know, there was some shows back in the day that exposed Kayfabe as well, and we could possibly talk about that later on. A couple of other birthdays, Hornswoggle, also May 29th, and May 30th, Jake the Snake Roberts, and who could forget the time he was over here in Beaumont, and he took off. He was so fucked up, drunk, and stuff, took off, left his fucking snake behind. But
that was the wrestling, wasn't it?
Let's see, No Way Jose, also May 30th, and Montez Ford, May 31st. And so, let's see, James Storm, Cowboy James Storm, June 1st. And then next week, of course, we'll start over again. So happy birthday to all these. Should I get a birthday song or something cued? Maybe at some point for these guys? No? No.
Right. No,
I thought you were
going to
sing me happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
All right. Name that tune. And I cut off Nia Jax. I'm so, oh, my God. I'm actually pissed at myself for that.
No, it's okay. She could go eat her double cheeseburger some other time. Go shoot.
Stop it.
Shoot. Get out, Nia. Get out.
Let's go to Christian from Philly. We're back at the head here. So we're going to do just one at a time, and we're going to do Christian from Philly, and then we're going to go on with the show. Then we're going to come back, and we'll do Kevier, and then, you know, we're going to do it in spurts. So here we go.
Nice.
Christian from Philly, the generator is on. It's on fire. Okay, so here we go.
Oh, fuck is that? Can you give me a hint?
Man, the only hint I can give you is WCW. I mean, it's almost obvious.
What? It's almost obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not obvious. Norman Smiley? I don't know.
I'll give you another shot. You still think it's Norman Smiley?
Sounds like a train.
It does.
Wait, a train? This has had a train gimmick. It's not you. It's not you, Morris. You, Morris, never had a train.
Ron Strowman has been calling himself the conductor.
No, Kevin. Kevin probably knows this one because I know this one for sure. But Kevin probably knows this one too.
All right. Kev, Christian from Philly, we need your answer, bud.
Okay, you Morris, I guess. I don't know. You Morris sounds like a fat train conductor.
Is it you Morris?
No.
Let's go Kevier with the steel.
Thought you said, oh.
Man, I mean, I don't know. Albert sounds like he knows for sure who it is. I actually don't know. It's the WCW, and it sounds like a train.
The funny thing is that Albert probably does know. However, only one person gets the steal.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, Albert. So Kevier does not know.
I'm gonna guess Lex Luger.
Is it Lex Luger? Tell us who it is, Albert.
That was the best WCW theme song of all time. And when you guys said train, you had half of the answer right. It was a wrestler by the name of Ice Train.
Yeah! He was a black guy, right?
Train?
King Parsons?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Was it Ice Train King Parsons?
Ice Train.
Ice Train, he was there? Like 96, 97. All I know is he had a badass theme song.
That was awful.
It was Ice Train King Parsons, baby.
That was awful.
It was
awful.
King Parsons, Ice Train. So, yeah, Albert did not get the point because he, you know, we've got that new rule going.
He gets
so
the respect, though.
Yeah, he does. He does get the respect, baby. Man.
Tons of bitches. I got to start listening to just WWE theme songs in my free time.
You really do, man. They're fucking amazing. And I don't like to use that word too often, but they're amazing. Everything is amazing nowadays to people. But I digress. Hey, guys, fucking 27 years ago today at a WWF TV taping in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
A 16-year-old boy named Jethro Hardy made his WWF debut in a losing effort to the 1-2-3 Kid, baby.
Nice.
Which is weird because they had to get a jobber to help the other jobber win.
So who won the match, Christian?
You just said it, 1-2-3 Kid, because the 1-2-3 Kid was so bad, they had to hire a jobber that's worse than him in order for him to get over.
Right, a 16-year-old, no less.
Yeah.
On the same taping. Yes. Continue.
You're saying 1-2-3 Kid is better than Jeff Hardy. X-Pac.
I'm not saying he's better than Jeff Hardy. I'm just saying that they had to find somebody that's more of a jobber than he was in order for him to get over.
A no name. Because he was a complete no name. He was a 16-year-old. 1-2-3
Kid was probably better than Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Jeff Hardy was 16, dude. But
ironic that both guys are kind of more known for their, or well known for their drug habits and downfalls with controlled substances. I don't know. Maybe they were partying together after that. They were like, "Hey, Jeff, you want to get fucked up?" He's like, "Oh,
hey, yeah,
can you get me some shit, man?"
Yeah, here's the difference. One of them actually became a main eventer and became a world champion.
Oh.
Wow.
He always got to cut deep, Christian. Come on.
He does.
Three-time world heavyweight champion, by the way.
That's right.
Did Jeff beat Triple H for a championship? Was that a
triple threat match, WWE title.
That's a pretty big deal.
Those were during the times that fucking Rey Mysterio was beating big motherfuckers and shit too. I couldn't take it.
Yeah, that's a pretty big deal for him to beat Trips. So I mean, good on him.
It was huge.
The guy's legacy
was huge.
I used to be a
big disgusted
man.
By it.
I think I failed on me, but no, he's still great.
I was fucking disgusted. I hated him.
He sells like crazy.
But I have much respect for Jeff Hardy. He has fucking, and then also fucking, you know, the 1-2-3 Kid. You know, he's got his demons and shit, but, you know, he's a hell of a fucking, he goes.
He
fucking goes, you know.
On bounce back. He's like, he's totally doing good.
The guy has an identity crisis, though.
Wow.
1-2-3 Kid, 6, X-Pac, Sean Waltman.
Well, no, a lot of that has to do with the, you know, the copyright and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, you can't blame him for that. But I digress, guys. Let's see here. So, oh, yeah, this is interesting, too. The Jeff Jarrett defeated the Godfather, and this was 22 years ago today, to win the WWF Intercontinental Championship.
Nice.
Now, this aired May 31st. Jeff Jarrett's title win came just 2 days after his tag team partner, Owen Hart, was killed when a safety harness abruptly released early.
Oh, wow.
Sending him some 75 feet down to the ring. Oh, man. Horrible. Horrific. Of course, Owen died. But he was originally booked to win the Intercontinental title that night. Now, on the same episode, the Acolytes defeated X-Pac and Kane to win the WWF Championship. And that was 22 years ago today. There was something else I wanted to touch on.
I know one.
Yeah?
Yeah, 2 years ago today was Double or Nothing. First AEW pay-per-view, Jon Moxley debuted, and all the it was like the birth.
Nice.
So it wasn't the – I guess they had that other pay-per-view before that, right? They had the one before he came, and then they their first as AEW. They had a pay-per-view before they were actually a company.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
All out, all in.
All out was the first one. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But Double or Nothing was the first as AEW as a company. And yeah, that's the night that Moxley debuted.
Yeah.
Who has also got a book coming out. I guess Moxley's going to put a book out. Oh, and then some other real quick on Moxley. Like he's got a book coming out. He also interfered at a was it GCW? He came to an event and challenged Nick Gage. And so they're going to have a match. But then Nick Gage also got booked for a Loco wrestling event down here. Nick Gage versus Sadika, maybe? I forget who it was. I think it was Nick Gage versus Sadika.
And when is this?
It's going to be in July, I believe, in Houston. I believe the event called
Fight. I have to go check that out. That'll be cool.
Yeah, I'll find out more details about that. They just started promoting that event.
Yes, for sure. And let
us know. I think, man, and hear me out just real quick, too. I think that we're about to start seeing a lot of local wrestling talent, like, all over the country, dude. The people that we've seen down here in Houston are about to – I think they're about to start really working with AEW. I don't know any inside information. I'm just judging off of, like, what they've been doing, like, ring-wise, like, product-wise, and also, like, because they're in with Sammy. They know Sammy, and they know other people with AEW. So I think a lot of Houston talent is about to be booked in AEW.
It could be even WWE. I mean, they know also, Bobby Lashley's manager.
Yeah, MVP, yeah.
Of course. Speaking of AEW, though, I think we're ready.
And now, the resident watchdog, Christian from Philly, with AEW Weekly.
Yes, it's AEW Weekly. Start things off. Exactly. AEW Report. Start things off. I called it Double or Nothing. It's going to be Scorpio Sky and Ethan Page versus Sting and Darby Allin. Again, this is not a cinematic match. It's going to be a real match. That means Sting is going to wrestle for years after retiring. So hopefully he does all right. This isn't a cinematic. This is a real match. So hopefully there will be no fuck-ups.
I kind of want to watch it. I've been kind of keeping up with AEW. And the only way to really go in is like going in the deep end and, you know, buy a pay-per-view and check it out.
To go all the way? To go Double or Nothing?
Yes. Double or Nothing, baby. Either I'm going to fucking say, man, I got to have more of this shit, you know, or fucking, you know, just, you know, let it be. But somehow I got to find out. This could be the one.
I mean, having Sting in a match is a major draw. That's a big draw. I think a lot of people would tune in for that.
It is. I mean, he's what, 54 years old, 55?
In a world where we're going to get the Undertaker again and stuff like that, like having somebody like that wrestle is a draw.
And to see him in this product so special, you know, with the Cody Rhodes and shit. I mean, fuck, man, it's okay. I think I'm down. I don't know. Christian, are you still buying the pay per views, the AEW pay per views, or no?
Oh, fuck no, I'm live streaming them. Fuck, I'm not buying a fucking, I'm not paying $60.
Shame on
me. Fuck that. Shame on me. No, shame on you.
There's a campaign with Cinemark Studios, or whatever they're called, Cinemark Movie Theaters, where you can go and watch this in movie theaters, I saw. And then there's also, like, different restaurants and bars that are going to be showing the event. And you can go and, like, eat at the restaurant and watch the show. Which is kind of weird because it's like if you went to like a Brewings or like a wing place or some shit and like sat there for four fucking hours,
I guess they want you to do that, but like you would like drink so much beer, you would, yeah, it'd be expensive as shit. You would get fucked up.
Man, it is.
Seems
it
like
is.
A bad business
model. It is expensive to do that. I used to do it when I was in my fucking 30s and shit.
You would spend more doing that than you would just buying the pay-per-view and watching it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But then, like, okay, Cinemark, right? You go to Cinemark and you're just, like, sitting there. What are you going to do, like, spend
in a movie theater for 4 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know about all that. They're going to get me in a movie.
It's just something I saw AEW doing. It's something I saw that they were doing, and I was like, that's kind of weird.
So, continue
I'm wondering
with the,
if one of the theaters here in San Antonio showed.
Yeah.
Is there what I'm saying?
So the next. No, you can continue.
Just go ahead, Christian. I digress, buddy.
You can finish what you were saying.
I was just asking Albert what he was saying, but it's all good.
Oh, no, I was just wondering if they were going to. If there was a theater here in San Antonio that was going to do it. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, I think it's nationwide. They got Cinemarks that are doing it. Anybody that's COVID open is doing it.
All right. So the next thing I want to talk about for AEW is already they're teasing that Sean Spears may be the first member to get kicked out of the Pinnacle. There was a certain segment where Sean Spears got super angry and he almost fucking beat up a fucking waiter because he didn't give him his fucking wine. Now this, if you look at MJF's face and the other faces of the other members, they looked shocked and kind of scared and confused of Sean Spears' reaction. I would not be shocked if he's the first member to get kicked out because of his anger problems. Any thoughts on that?
That's cool. Or he's like the rabid dog.
I thought the segment, too. I
lit off his leash every once in a while.
I thought it was cool when Tully Blanchard threw the little wad of money at the waiter. But, you know, it's stuff like this. It's just going back to the whole thing. That's one thing that it's one of the things that I watched from AEW. But the realism's gone there. And I know we're living in an age post-kayfabe, but the realism's gone. It didn't seem like they were actually sitting at a restaurant. It felt like a fucking movie set. And that's just the problem that I have with today's product is that it doesn't feel realistic to me. And I know that wrestling's, you know, not real 100% of the time, but I want a sense of realism. That was the only gripe that I had with that segment and a lot of segments that AEW does.
Interesting. Duly noted. Christian.
You would think that as a wrestling company, they could film like how like Jackass or something like that used to film, or how like a news reporting cast films or whatever, you know, like you just like, hey, is it okay if we film here, blah, blah, blah. Hey, sign these release forms. Let's film a shot here real quick. The WWE did it all the time in the 90s. I guess it's just cheaper inevitably for them to do it on a set. And, like,
they shot a scene at HEB or some shit.
Yeah, some little, like, Gerlins or something like that.
You know, a Piggly fucking Wiggly.
Yeah.
They shot a scene in a hospital.
Yeah.
they've done all kinds of madness. All right, so what's next?
What's next? John Moxley and Eddie Kingston are going to challenge the Young Bucks for the tag titles at Double or Nothing. It's going to be the first time that John Mox is going after Tag Team Gold in AEW. Let's see if he could pull it off. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to happen. But who knows? It might be a great match. Eddie Kingston, you know, Eddie Kingston fucking sucks as a wrestler. I'm sorry. He's a great talker. But as a wrestler, he fucking sucks. I think he's holding John Moxley back, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's it to you?
I need to watch his matches, man. I've only seen him talk. And, you know, he talks the big talk, so if he can't back it up, that kind of sucks. Because I was imagining that he would – I guess I've seen clips of whenever he was younger in TNA wrestling. But, yeah, I don't know. You would think he's just like a brawler type? Is that how he wrestles? Like he's just like a
Or is he trying to be like a technical, is he a technical style guy?
I have no idea. Like, he reminds me of an Hispanic Kevin Owens.
Yeah, that's how I would imagine him wrestling, yeah.
Yeah, he just kind of has, like, that generic style, that general style. Like, he might jump off the top rope once in a while, or he might do a power bomb. You know what I mean? He's just kind of like a general, like, big guy. Like, kind of a Kevin Owens type, you know, that, like,
yeah.
He's kind of mixed between, like, high flyer, you know, fast indie guy, but not. You know what I mean? But, I'm waiting for the feud between the two, and you know these guys are gonna break up later on in the year, and I'm waiting for that because that's gonna be very interesting.
Wow. And so let's wrap this up with AEW. Christian,
right.
Final thoughts. So
the final thing. And it's official. It will be Stadium Stampede. It will be the Inner Circle versus the Pinnacle. And if Inner Circle loses, they have to disband forever. And if the Inner Circle wins, they just win. So sadly, we all know what's going to happen. The Inner Circle is going to lose, and they're going to disband because Jericho is going to do Fozzy tours, and he's legit injured. So that's what's going to happen. Any thoughts?
Wow. No, I have none.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know enough about the build up to it, but it's supposed to be like the big. This is the War Games match we were talking about.
No, it's just a Stadium Stampede, the one they had against.
Oh,
you know,
all,
the Elite.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it'll be cinematic, so I mean, anything can happen, right? It'll be.
It's going to be the match that takes place all over the arena, right? Like the stadium.
Yep.
How many guys is it?
It's going to be the same members as the ones they did in War Games. So, well, excluding Jericho.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
I don't know if Jericho's going to be able to.
It'll be
I don't
cool.
know if Jake.
The last one was cool.
Yeah, they'll make it look good.
I don't know if Jericho's going to be able to make it. Either they find a replacement for him or it's going to be a handicap match.
This will be the match where everyone's expecting AEW to botch, like, production-wise. This will be, you know, if their track record lately has been that, like, during these big moments like this, they kind of, you know, mess up at the end or whatever. So whether it's somebody slamming their head on the ground or falling onto a bunch of pillows or whatever, explosions not going off, stuff like that. So hopefully they make it look really good. And don't have any errors like that because that's not a good reputation to have, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I don't think they'll have the blunders with the, you know, like they did with the stage and all that shit recently. But, of course, we'll just have to wait and see how it all unfolds. So let's go ahead and segue into the next segment with a suspect at large, no less. And we're going to take it out to commercial break, and we'll be right back after these words on Fatal 4Way Radio.
WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
Thank you. World Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Fatal 4-Way Radio on the World Generation Podcast Network. I am the resident heel, Minister of Sinister, here with Rancho Punk Rocker, Albert Inspected, Peacemaker, Kevin West, and the Swami, Christian from Philly. Guys, it is time for none other than the WWE Report. Christian.
Yep.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Swami, Christian from Philly, with this week's WWE Report. Swami?
Well, fucking God, ladies and gentlemen, sit down, you fucking piss end. Because it's now time to talk about the WWE Report. Oh, boy. Let's make SmackDown quick, real quick. It's like a few seconds. Nothing really happened. Last week's SmackDown was the most boringest performance Roman has ever done. All he did was just go to the ring, talk the same bullshit, how he's the tribal chief, acknowledge me. Then he had Paul Heyman doing some, what?
No, I didn't say anything. No, wait, you're good, bro.
All right, Paul Heyman fucking spewing accomplishments of the tribal chief, all that nonsense. And then blah, blah, blah. Called out.
You're not
going to
hurt me, are you?
No, I'm not going to hurt you. So the show ended. The show ended in a fantastic Fatal 4-Way IC title match. It was a great match, the IC title. Aleister Black finally returned.
A great match?
And he cost Big E the match.
Did you say it was a great match?
It was a great match. Because Roman didn't main event the show. That's why it's a great match.
Oh, yeah?
Not every show has to be main evented by that fuck. All right? Not every show. Well, guess what? It was a great match. Great pacing. The ending was also good. Aleister Black showed up, attacked Big E. So now we're getting a new feud, which
nice.
Is fantastic. So, fuck. The feud between Big E and Apollo Crews is finally done. And yeah,
I would like to point out,
though,
hold on. I would like to point out that it's May 25th, Roman Reigns' birthday, no less. And we're getting a new feud between Big E and Aleister Black. Yes. And what I would like to point out is that it's May 25th. How long before Christian is saying, I'm sick of this shit? Every fucking week, it's the same fucking match.
Well, it's not gonna be like that. Probably gonna.
May 26th.
Gonna happen for three pay-per-views. Listen, if it's just three pay-per-views, that's fine. The reason why I hated Apollo Crews and Big E is because we've seen these two fuckers fight 6 to 7 to 8 times in the fucking ring. That includes SmackDown episodes. And pay-per-views. So that's why I was sick and tired of them feud. So that's there's a difference, all right? If Big E and Aleister Black fight for like three pay-per-views, I'm fine. But I hated the feud between Apollo and Big E. It was pointless. It was dragging too long. And it needed to end. That's why I'm happy it's done.
Man, it did. And the ending was like much, I mean, it was like, it was not even a good ending.
Aleister Black seems cool. I got one gripe about how they got like this Aleister Black's character, Seth Rollins' character, you know, I guess they took the whole retribution angle away, but like they have all these characters that are like
this is my ideal, this is my cult, follow my idea, I'm a dark mastermind. It's kind of cheesy to have, like, at least two guys on the same show with a similar gimmick. I just hate that. So it's kind of lazy. It's like they, I feel like WWE's just trying out this cult leader gimmick, hoping that it works again because it worked when Bray Wyatt was a cult leader. But they're not going full cult leader either. Do y'all see what they're doing with that, or am I just reading it wrong with those two characters?
I don't even understand what Alex's character is anyway.
I dug Alex Black's glasses. I thought he had a very David Koresh feel when he was doing those early vignettes, you know what I mean? But,
yeah,
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you, Kevin. It's it is a little played out at this point, and I think it's just lazy booking, man. I think that it's just like the guys from WWE are just fucking checked out, bro. They're just the music's lazy. The characters are lazy. And you know what? Like, all that could just be looked past if they just put on – if they just allowed the guys and girls to put on good matches. And they limit them so much in the ring that it's just like – you know, it's not the product that we grew up with. And it's not that, like, having a different product is – and I complain – I say this almost the same thing every week, but – it's not like having a different product is bad. It's just that this product is not very good.
Yeah, Alex Black looks like a hipster anyway, so I don't know his character. He just looks like a hipster.
Yeah.
But
it's not helping the guy. Damian Priest, like, he's like, I don't know. It's just all these guys. I just don't know what they're doing with him.
He wasn't even on this week on Raw.
Yeah.
Cool. Damian Priest?
Some little promo.
Yeah.
He wasn't even on Raw this week?
After
no.
Maybe it was just on the YouTube, but I saw a thing where he was like, come see us live and see why they call me
R-Truth.
Yeah, I saw
that shit,
too.
But
that doesn't count.
After last week, he was up there talking about how, who knows what's next for me. You know, maybe I'll challenge for
this
title.
Is
going to
be the true test for Priest is going in front of a live crowd. We're going to see what happens with Priest as soon as the live crowd.
Oh, man, he's going to get fucking fanned out.
Yeah.
He's going to get fucking fanned out. And you know what? I mean, I don't see him any better than what fucking Sandow. Well, I thought Sandow was good.
Yeah.
And, you know, look what happened to him. So, fuck, man.
Please press 3. To hit privatize, please press 4.
What the fuck was that? I have no fucking idea.
Sorry, I didn't get your response. We are sorry. An application error has occurred. Goodbye.
Get the fuck out of here.
Who the fuck was that?
I have no idea what the fuck that was. That was a fucking trip,
man.
It was
an anonymous Raw GM.
I didn't have no application on. What the fuck was that?
Was that Albert?
Was that?
No, guys. That was Colin Oates. And I just discovered something. I had to figure it out real quick. But you can actually merge calls on here. So that's an interesting little tidbit for the coming weeks.
Oh, nice.
Oh, fucking creepy. So, yeah, so let's move on to Raw and the disgrace that was Monday Night Rerun, because this was a rerun of every fucking week's show. So the show begins just like last week's fucking show. Bobby Lashley with a group of women spewing garbage. The exact same fucking opening, except a little bit different. Drew McIntyre comes out again.
The women were in the ring and shit.
Yeah, that happened last week, too, so it's a rerun.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that. I didn't realize that.
I thought that I was watching the wrong episode of Raw whenever I watched it back. I was like, wait, is this last? I saw this already.
No shit.
It was very much rerun-like at the beginning.
Monday Night Rerun. Fucking Drew McIntyre comes out again, spews fucking garbage, yada, yada, yada. Kofi Kingston comes out now because he beat Bobby Lashley 2 weeks ago with Drew McIntyre's assistance. And that leads to the first opening match between Kofi Kingston and Drew McIntyre. Match was great.
Boring.
Not going to lie. It was good. But But as always, all good things have to be fucking ruined. We can't even enjoy a fucking good match to start the show because it ends in a double fucking DQ because Bobby Lashley and MVP fucking hit them both at the same time. And so, oh, great, you have to ruin a good fucking shit. We can't even enjoy a fucking good match free on television without fucking bullshit. So that was the opening of the fucking show.
Exactly.
That pissed me off.
Boring.
I love it. I love it all. I love Kofi. I love Drew. I love Bobby Lashley and MVP. All the women that they had in the ring and around Bobby. It's funny. Bobby's kind of
like a two. I'm with Kevier. I dug the highlights and all that shit. Maybe I love it because I don't watch all the fluff.
And like Bobby's backstage segments are still good. Bobby on the mic is still funny to me. I'm still a big fan. He had a line on Monday Night Raw, Bobby Lashley, where he said, like, I'm the only superstar anybody on this show cares about. He's like, you think he's asking when he's fighting with old Adam Pearce. He's like, you think that Kofi Kingston or Drew McIntyre could be the champion, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it just speaks to my, like, little kid wrestling fan that's still inside me where I was like, hell yeah. Like, if I was a little kid, I'd have been all about this.
Yeah.
So Bobby Lashley is doing good still. And then later on in the night, the other guys, the Hurt Business. But, yeah, keep going. But I'm just saying, I kind of like what everybody's doing on Raw. I enjoy it.
He's your Tully Blanchard, man. When I was young, I was like, man, Tully Blanchard is so fucking cool. He had that baby doll and all that shit.
I'm cool,
man,
with seeing the same guys wrestle over and over again if I like the guys. You know what I mean? If I like the dudes and their matches, then I'm cool with watching that.
I mean, you know, it's just a bunch of highlights, so it's all right.
Yeah, but
I watched the whole show. I watched highlights at work, and then I watched the whole show, too.
With the exception of one match that I'm going to talk about, which, you know, with the exception of one fucking match on this fucking
show.
Hold
on, though.
But
Before you bring that match up, though, let's go to Albert. What about you, Albert? You're so jaded on the product. You're like, fuck, I haven't watched shit. It all fucking sucks. Blah, blah, blah. Let's see.
How you doing?
I watched a baseball game with my dad last week, and that was more interesting than what's going on with the product right now. That's telling
you
something right there.
Oh,
hey,
my God.
You know, the Astros and Rangers game last Sunday was pretty damn good, man. I'll tell you that.
Let me guess, you're a Rangers fan.
Hell no, I'm an Astros fan till death.
Wow,
If I watch a lot of baseball, yeah, my whole family's they're Astros fans. So. But yeah, like I like Bobby Lashley. You know, I think Drew McIntyre. But I like these guys. I just wish it was more compelling. That's all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I just wish somebody would fucking bleed.
Allegedly, the Maharaja is about to get injected into the scene, into the upper echelon, no less.
The Raiders are gonna fucking tank.
Is going to fucking go nuts.
I'm telling you right now, the ratings are gonna fucking tank. If this guy is the WWE champion, I'm telling you this. They're doing the wrong decision if they do.
The thing is, you know, like kind of what Kevin said earlier about Alberto Del Rio. That's how high I am on Jinder Mahal. He's that like
really
fucking guy, and he just Jinder Mahal, I don't know like, what he's doing right now in the ring, but if he just did like a badass like lariat, like a clothesline from hell, it's completely sold. You know what I mean? Like I love the guy already.
I was 100% behind Jinder Mahal as champ. Do I think the guy was doing steroids? Yes, but like I'm just saying, like these guys come back jacked. It's crazy. How they come back jacked. I don't know why anybody on the roster is small at this point. Like, if you just get jacked, you'll get a main event.
Okay.
But no, so I don't know. All those guys, I'm totally cool with this storyline. But there's other storylines going on.
I had to take a sip of my water for this one.
Oh,
shit. Now next is a match I not give a fuck about. I don't care if they give five-star matches. I'm tired of fucking seeing it. I don't give a fuck. Charlotte Flair versus Asuka. I'm fucking done with this shit. I don't want to fucking see it no more. I'm done. I've been watching it for four fucking weeks now. It's been a whole fucking month. I am done watching these two bitches wrestle each other. I don't even care who wins or loses. I'm done.
I heard you saying all this. Like, as I was watching this match, I was, like, thinking, like, man, Christian's going to fucking hate this. Yeah. No, it was a pointless match. They're just giving Charlotte heat and, it's, I don't know. I mean, they have to put something on TV. It's unfortunate. No, it really is. It really is. It really was kind of bad.
I love how that dog comes out.
But no, I totally, I knew that you were going to hate that dude. As soon as I saw what was happening, I was like, oh, shit.
I'm sick of it. Like, so they do not have any other women to face Charlotte at all, except for Asuka. Nobody else?
It's fucked up, dude. How, what is it, 6 weeks in a row?
It's been 4 weeks. It's been a whole month.
It really has been. I mean, even I'm tuning into the fucking, the highlights. I'm like, fuck, wait a minute. Is this last week's shit?
I mean, I guess in kayfabe, it makes sense because they're the top contenders still, right? Like Asuka. So by Asuka losing,
she
it
won.
Becomes...
You know, she couldn't even be a top contender.
Okay. So that's what they're doing. I mean, it's a playoff of the contendership, I guess, because these three are the top ones. They're just going to milk it again for another pay-per-view. They're going to get a match of Money in the Bank, triple threat again.
No, because now it's too late for that because it's confirmed now. It's going to be Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte at Hell in a Cell now, so it's really confirmed.
It's going to be who? Asuka and Rhea in the Hell in a Cell?
No, it's going to be Rhea versus Charlotte at Hell in a Cell. That, it's already confirmed now.
Oh, okay.
Awful. Speaking of Rhea, it transitions to another worst thing that happened to her.
Put Rhea in a Hell in a Cell match. Yeah, that's so bad to put, like, a newer wrestler in a Hell in a Cell.
We don't know it's Hell in a Cell yet.
Oh,
you just hit a doobie for the first time as a teenager there, Minister. It sounds like.
I'm pretty sure Bianca is going to get the Hell in a Cell match, not Rhea. But I think that speaking of Rhea, the schmuck champion that she is, the clown in the ring.
She was like Nick Cage.
Yeah. She challenged Nikki Cross to a beat-the-clock challenge for 2 minutes. This was fucking pitiful. And guess what? Our Raw Women's Champion, our clown champion, loses the beat-the-clock challenge 2 minutes to Nikki Cross because she was an idiot. She didn't go for a finisher. She kept stopping Nikki Cross. And then what does a realistic robot do instead of, you know, getting angry that she got embarrassed? Upstage, you know, anger is like the most genuine, normal response ever. Nope. You know what this clown robot does in the ring? She just smirks and laughs like nothing happened. I'm like, you stupid bitch. You're the fucking champion. How the fuck am I supposed to take you seriously if you can't even beat Nikki Cross 2 minutes? Fuck, she's fucking terrible.
No, I saw this match too, and it's weird because, like, I like Rhea and I wanted it to be a good thing, but no, like, this kind of exposed her. And not just because she lost, like, but, yeah, because of her reaction, the way she had carried herself. I noticed that, like, the chick does not quite seem ready. She's not ready to face Asuka. But, yeah, she, that kind of shit. Like, she's just not ready yet for some reason. She's got a badass look, and then they started to mess up her look, too. And her character, it's just, I've seen this happen with a bunch of people before, and they're going to do it with her, too.
I totally see where you're coming from, Kevin. Pain. I totally see her coming. Like, she comes off not like green. She's not green, but she's got, like, a few years to develop her moveset like what works for her as a character. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of hard to explain, but yeah, I totally see what you're talking about.
Yeah, man, because, you know,
she just
a
seems
lot
awkward.
Of that...
She moves around awkward a little bit sometimes.
Bro.
Yeah. She doesn't transition moves very well when they're, like, grappling, like, standing, what do they call that? Like, what do they call that when they're wrestling?
Like,
holding each other like that.
Catch as catch can. Let me tell you, dude.
She's not very good at that. I noticed that
right.
In the match.
And you know what, man? That's the kind of movement that they need on television.
Uh-huh.
And you know what, though? Coming from the indies, people don't pick that. People don't have that yet. They don't develop that shit until they get to, like, WWE and shit. For me, in the indies, it's all fucking freestyle and shit like that. But then when you get to WWE, it has to be different because you also have to take into consideration they're filming a show.
A terrible show.
And so at the end of the day, they need you to do your spots and have this and that just right and shit like that. And so if she doesn't have her act worked out, and she's still trying to do more just like a fucking, you know, on the fly type of deal.
Badass.
And they're expecting
yeah.
a fucking act, you know, or like a routine and shit like that. And so, you know,
just imagine Rhea, like where she doesn't talk and she just is a badass and she's got Nikki Cross like cutting promos for her or something like that. You got like another person. Like, she's one of those characters that might even work for, where you just tell her to shut up and you
Lana.
Give her a manager.
Give her Lana.
Somebody.
Give her fucking Lana.
Eva Marie comes in and takes her over.
Let's talk about how bad the AEW women's division is. Have they not looked at WWE's women's division? It's fucking atrocious. This is horrible. This is the worst women's division I've seen in years. This is horrible. Horrible. It's horrible right now. The booking is horrible. It's horrible.
The booking, yeah. I wouldn't say the roster.
I'm not saying the roster. I'm saying the booking. The women's division booking is horrible. So, up next, another travesty happened on this show. AJ Styles, another champion, loses to fucking Jackson Ryker. Why are we in this fucking feud? Why are two heel tag teams feuding against each other? Like, I don't understand this at all. Like, we all know that these people fucking suck. We all know Jackson Ryker fucking sucks. Elias fucking sucks.
You cannot say that. Until you go get your ass in the fucking ring and fucking roll around with these fucks, with these fucking carnies, you can't fucking say that.
Sucks. I'm sorry,
you
can't
fucking say that. Whoa.
He sucks. It sucks that AJ Styles is a tag champion and he's losing to fucking Jackson Ryker. You know, I thought this team with AJ and Omos was going to be entertaining. It hasn't been entertaining at all. It's been fucking shit. This feud's been fucking shit. And I'm not excited for these fucking tag belts. I'd rather have RK-Bro versus AJ Styles and Omos than fucking AJ Styles and Omos versus Jackson Ryker and Elias. Fuck this.
Well, but wait, bro. You have to be patient. They can't just give this shit to you right away, bro. These tag teams are just developing. It's going to happen. It's definitely going to happen. You're going to get... Here's the scenario, though. Okay? Because you have two main... I think it's brilliant on behalf of WWE. As far as trying to create new talent. Now, whether they grab a brass ring is on them, okay? Because they have to know the catch-as-catch-can shit and all that. We've already determined that. But right now, you have two top guys out of the picture because they're in tag teams, in AJ Styles and Randy Orton. I would inspect it. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, sorry.
So, you know, the other guys have to step up and grab the ring.
Yeah, you're right. you're right. It's under development still, and these characters are under development. And this Almas guy, I don't know too much about him. I don't even know where the hell this guy came from. I haven't looked up his Wikipedia.
He might be
a
basketball player. I think
he's like a Nigerian. He's a Nigerian basketball player.
Oh, okay. So he's just a Nigerian basketball player. Decided to become a professional wrestler, kind of like fucking what's his name? Who's that? What's the name of that guy that, with Nia Jax?
Oh, fucking Reginald
the Clown. Reginald,
yeah, Reggie. I was going to say Rupert. Yeah, you look at that guy. Yeah, I told Chuck to check him out because he's got some really good in-ring work and he's got some really cool moves on his Instagram, that videos of him training and stuff like that too. But he's just like one of those guys that's like, oh, well, circus performing's not paying enough. I'm going to become a professional wrestler. It's just one of those things. It's like, okay, well, why aren't these guys starting in like development territory if they – need to develop on TV?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. You know what I mean?
And
you're right.
Dude, Bruce Pritchard's like, oh, he's a circus flipper. He's like, let him do it. Put him on TV,
man.
Yeah.
But that's
you're right. But going back to the whole development thing, TV, you know, television, you know, I'm with it. I'm with storylines developing. I'm with characters developing. But I'm not with talent themselves developing on live TV. You know what I mean? Like, talent should not be green. Or of any kind on a national fucking television show.
Well,
Elias
is still fucking green. Elias is still fucking green after all these years.
Now, I think that Elias, so a couple of things. I liked this whole thing, and I think that almost like running was badass. Like that was the story they were telling, was like, oh, look how fast he is too. They're like, holy shit. And he like totally creamed Elias into the screen. That was a pretty cool spot. But anyways, and then just like the image of him like pulling Elias out, like hiding behind the thing or whatever, that was really funny. That's WWE just making those moments, like those shots. Like whenever this feud ends, that's gonna be like in the final cut, right? Stuff like that. So I don't know. I think that, like, I agree with you, Albert, that, like, these guys shouldn't be learning on TV. I don't think Elias is green. I think that Elias was white hot and could have been main event if they'd have done it a little differently. I still think that he needs to just, like, find some guys and start up a band backstage and start promoting gear with Sweetwater on WWE. But I digress.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
I like Almas.
You want who?
I want Almas to. I want him to thrive, and if that's going to be, if this is the test run for him, I mean, I'm sure that he's going to be badass. He's probably going to be a world champion one day. Don't bet.
Oh, God forbid.
Against him.
Stop him.
Yeah,
he's huge,
stop.
Dude.
I mean, we'll see how it happens.
They did
you
it with Great Khali.
That.
They did it with Big
you
Show. They've done it with every other big dude that they've had like that. Braun Strowman.
You can't give this guy a championship. The guy can't cut a promo. You can't do it. That's bad.
It's all right.
I'm fine.
We'll have to wait and see how it develops. But hey, guys, we're running out of time here, and there's some things I got to do before we cut out. Okay. Every week I get fucking peppered with fucking, you know, you didn't give shout outs and shit like that, and so I got to give some shout outs. Okay, I got to give a shout out to King Louie. Who keeps me going, the King Louie strain, you know, of marijuana. I'm not ashamed to say it. Keeps me fucking going, all right? So shout out to King fucking Louie. And also shout out to the fabulous Kitty Teixeira, the FKT. Got to give her a shout out. But also we got to give shout outs to and big ups to Jason in Ohio, Corey in Alabama, Rodney in North Carolina, Jamari in South Carolina, and Yalissa in the Dominican Republic. So yeah, shout out to you guys, and thank you for listening to Fatal 4-Way Radio every week. Yeah. So yeah, these are the people, and thank you very much. And you know, we also have your mail, which I've not gotten a chance to do because I've given the email out twice. And both times we've had response. And I've also had, I've also had emails calling me out for not fucking reading emails. So, you know, stay tuned for that, because you know that all that shit takes time, guys. Everything takes fucking time. You know what I mean? And, you know, and but I like to freestyle and shit, man, because, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about having a fun conversation. And but I thank the people for being patient and hanging in with us, because, you know, they're the ones that, you know, I mean, I wouldn't do it if we didn't have a fucking listener. If we didn't have a listener, I would do it. So thank you for listening. You know, although I wish you would call in more often, but thank you for listening. But I digress. So, guys, with that being said, I'm going to cut myself out. I mean, fuck it. I ain't got no other thing to say. So keep it real. Keep it heal. And as always, keep it sexy, motherfuckers. Peace. Now, I expect you guys to cut yourselves out one by one. And Kevia West, take names. Peace.
What
were
we supposed to do?
Oh, good. I guess we're saying goodnight, buddy.
oh, we are?
Yeah.
All right,
we had
well,
a,
I'll
we had
go
a couple
first.
Of things left. Yeah, you go ahead.
I'll go first. Then. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening.
Wait a minute,
Fatal Four
wait a minute,
Radio.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Did you guys want to do some fucking overtime? I mean, is that what you're talking about?
No, because it was kind of abrupt. You know, came out
I mean,
of
yeah, it was kind of abrupt, but I really did just have to give shout-outs. But, I mean, if you guys want to still continue and finish out the fucking deal, we could always fucking... I mean...
No,
one last thing.
We covered Raw.
Yeah, one last...
We covered the two main
yeah.
things that were going on Raw. There's a couple other things that happened, but we'll touch on it next week.
Yeah. I have to talk about the main event, though, real quick. I have to talk about the main event. Well, man, I can't believe they did this last night. They made the women's tag title match, the same match again, main event on Raw. And surprise, surprise, Alexa Bliss... for no reason whatsoever, which I'm still confused to this day, helps Natalya and Tamina retain the tag titles and screw Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, which
yeah.
confuses me because I thought Alexa Bliss is a heel, but now she's a babyface because she's helping a babyface team win. So which is it? Is she a heel or is she a face now? Shit makes no sense.
Yeah, she's just chaotic, dude. She's just out there fucking shit up.
Yeah, I could give a fuck about it, personally. Albert, you?
Hey, well, yeah, I can't do overtime tonight, guys. But I just want to say, God bless Fatal Four Way Radio, all right? And
God,
cheers.
Yeah.
Kristen, you go ahead and call yourself out, buddy.
All right, well, good night to everybody. Have a nice night. Good night, you fucking piss ants. Thank you for listening in.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for once again tuning in to another night at Fatal Four Way Radio, where we gather around the fire and talk about how much we fucking hate WWE Raw. Anyways, I'll see you guys next week, and hopefully we'll have some more wrestling impressions and trivia and some better birthdays than fucking Seth Rollins. I don't know. I'm rambling. Jim Johnston, like Albert said, look him up. That guy's great. See you next week.
Yo, this is KVA West. You're listening to us live on the Fatal 4-Way Podcast. Come to you Tuesday nights at 9 on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can check us out on Facebook at Pro Wrestling Planet. I'll be here every week being the mediator, the friendly baby face, the all-knowing, well, no, that's the Swami Christian, but I digress. Tune in every week at 9. We'll see you then.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.